Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Doctrine of Truth. This is your host, Bishop Poole, and we're here today. We're always happy to have you, amen, being with us here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We're always happy for you to be a guest, and we'd like for you to call in and to share with us, amen, your comments and your experience, whereby we seek to get the truth from a grassroots perspective. Now, we always like to offer prayer. And we're asking, amen, our Heavenly Father to help us. And we're praying for victory in Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I thank you for we have received from Jesus Christ victory over disease, afflictions, infirmity, hindrance, persecution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our life and our way and in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, from all curses, from all hex and vexes, enchantments, and witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his all might against all wiles of the devil, against all principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. We claim our victory in faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things now. We declare through Job 22 and 27 and 28 that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. This we pray in Jesus' name to all our listeners. God bless you. Glad to have you here today. And the subject today and tonight, wherever you might be, is how can working for God save me? How can working from God save me? You know, there's always two kinds of salvation. As one is physical, and the other one is spiritual. You know, God had taken the children of Israel, amen, out of Egypt and took them through the wilderness. Amen. He delivered them physically. And all through their lives, God had reached his hand out and brought them from one area of their life to another area, environment as well. And God can do the same for you. He have done some things for you. Maybe he have taken you, amen, physically. He have saved you from your environment, your background, your history. And as well, he given you a new spirit. Amen. He gave you a born-again spirit, gave you a new spirit whereby you can be saved for the future, now and the future. So God did a complete work. But at the same time, we have to remember, amen, we still live in this world. And that's the focus tonight. We still live in this world. And there are certain things that God requires of us. Amen. While we still live in this world. And we like to add, amen, a footnote on to tonight's discussion. Amen. Have you walked in anybody else's shoes lately? What shoes have you been walking in? Have you considered, amen, your neighbor, your friend? Amen. Those that have trials and tribulation, after God has blessed you physically and delivered you into a better environment, amen. And as well as if you look at the others. In the book of James, in the first chapter, amen, James is writing, and he began to give us this focus. Be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and go his way, and immediately forget what manner of man he was. But whoso looking into the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Amen. That's the subject of tonight's discussion. Amen. What kind of works are you doing? Not only that, since you've been saved, and have you considered others? Amen. And doing the work of Christ? Amen. According to Matthew's, the 25th chapter. Amen. And Jesus was saying, he told a parable concerning the kingdom of God. When the king come back in his glory, he said that, amen, when I was hungry, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in, naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then the righteous answered and said unto them, when we saw thee hungry, fed thee, thirsty, and gave thee drink, and when saw thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee, or when we saw thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. So you never know, amen, who you're talking to and who you're helping. But God knows. He knows. Tonight, amen, and today, amen, we'd like for you to share, amen, in this conversation what you've been doing and how you feel by helping others and how it helped and strengthened you and give you more understanding. Amen. If you'd like to be a part of this discussion tonight, I'd like to have you. Just press 1 on your phone. And we'd be glad to have you to come right in, amen, and have you share, amen, with the world concerning, amen, how you have felt since you help others, amen. We know many times we help people and in the world, but since you come into Christ and the things you have been doing, amen, we'd like to hear from you. Amen. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone. Those of you that already have dialed in, amen, you press 1 on your phone, and we will like to hear what you have to say, amen, the last time you helped someone or you have seen someone and you talk with them and you really didn't realize, amen, how far God had brought them. Maybe God brought you a long way. Maybe you was homeless and somebody gave you a place to stay. Amen. Maybe you was without food and clothing, and someone have came by, amen, and gave you a helping hand, amen, and shared with you about Jesus Christ. Amen. If you'd like to call in, you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. 215-8816, or you can dial up a toll-free number at 1-855-236-2252. Amen. That toll-free number is 855-236-2252, and just press 1 after you have dialed, and we'd like to hear from you. Sometimes we forget and don't realize that, amen, working and helping others help strengthen you. In the book of James, we read that James says that, amen, if your pure religion is undefiled before God and the Father is this, amen. We have a caller. Amen. On the line. Go ahead. Go right ahead, caller. We have a caller on the line. Amen. Caller, go right ahead if we have anyone on the line. James said that pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and we would like to hear from that. I know we have a caller on the line. We're getting ready to patch you in. Amen. And we'd like to hear from you. Go right ahead, caller. God bless you. Hello?
God bless you. Praise the Lord, Bishop Poole and Sister Kathy.
Oh, yeah.
What I
go
was
right ahead.
Say,
God bless you.
Okay, is we know we can't work for salvation, but we know we're supposed to occupy until Jesus comes. And in doing so, we learn the Word of God. We're able to exercise our instructions that Jesus left for us, in that he said if someone does something to us, we're supposed to forgive them, in that, like you were stating, that if someone is hungry, you feed them. If they're thirsty, the Word of God is if your enemy is thirsty, you feed them. The love of God, the Word tells us that you'll know that I'm in Christ when you see the love. We show love for each other in everything we do, whatever your need is. It says, if you have what your brother needs and you shut up your bowels, where dwelleth the love of God in you? So
yes. We
know that we're supposed to practice the love of God. And in practicing the love of God, we do things for each other. But then it also instructs us that when we do our alms, that we do it in secret, and he that sees in secret will reward us openly. So therefore, we go about doing the Word of God every day, all day long, but we don't look for a reward from man, because our reward comes from God. And basically, that's it.
Right. Very good. We appreciate your call. Have anyone you really, not necessarily help late, but you, if anyone responded, how you felt, might as well say how you felt after you had helped someone, what kind of feedback you felt in your spirit after you have helped someone?
Well, the thing of it is that sometimes when you're helping somebody, you don't realize how much you're helping them, but when you find out, you just praise God, because you know it wasn't you, but it was the God in you that attended to that person's need. And so you feel elated and you want to praise God that you were able to be an instrument used by God.
Great, great. God bless you. We thank you for calling. We appreciate you sharing that with us. And sometimes we get hindered. Sometimes we feel that we shouldn't. But be surprised. You know, when you walk in other people's shoes for a while, amen, you, like you say, you never know how much of help you have done to that person. God bless you, Sister Kathy. Thank you for calling. All right?
Okay.
God bless you. We have another caller. Have someone else press one. Amen. And you never know. You never know who has who you help and how you had helped them. Amen. And because the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. And when we help others, amen, we help, amen, to build the love of God in their life and to build up, amen, their hope in Christ, that Christ does have people in the world. The world, amen, Paul has said, where sin abound. You know, we hear so much of the news reports and different things, and sometimes it can be biased or not, we don't know. But what we do hear, amen, and it's not completely positive a lot, but according to the Word of God, Paul said, where sin abound, God's grace much more abound. Amen. It's much more. Amen. So that lets you know when Jesus said he had all power in heaven and in earth, and he spoke about things that are happening and will happen, and we see those things now that are happening all over the world, and some things that are happening not even being reported. But don't let that discourage us, because number one, each individual has the love of God in them. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Jesus told a parable once concerning the wheat and the chaff. And he said, let them grow together. And that's powerful once you think about it. Amen. One cannot overpower the other. Amen. The wheat, the chaff, you might think, the weeds and the thistles and the thorns in this world, as long as you live with God, they might try to choke you out. Amen. They might try to weigh you out. Amen. But as long as God is in you, amen, you can grow. You can continue to live, because he that is in you, amen. People might criticize you for helping others, and some people want to have rewards for helping others, but you, when you help others and see the smile on their face and say, I thank you, because I never expected anyone to help me, but I know I've been praying, and I never thought that it happened this way, you know. But once you do good, amen, whatever you sow, you'll reap. And I shared, it might be a minor to others, but I had a problem on my car, and I haven't changed a tire in so many years, but I had to change a tire and put a spare tire on, and you know, I wasn't being very skillful about it. There's sweating going on. I was trying to get the jack up, and a man stopped. He came back around. He said, sir, do you need any help? And I said, yes, sure. I was thinking, I said, well, God, I hope you send somebody by here, because I'm not being very productive at this moment. But, you know, and he said, yeah, I saw you. And my mind was telling me, go back and hit this gentleman, because he's having a hard time. And I began to, I said, well, thank God. You know, we've been to talking afterwards, and we shared. He said, oh, my name is Pastor This. I said, whoa, praise God, praise God. Thank you. So God always watches over his children. So whatever you do, amen, helping the widows and helping the sick, the blind, the halt, amen, you storing up credits, if I can use that terminology, that you storing up goods, you storing up good favor for God to come and, you know, to work on your behalf. You don't ever know when you might need some help. You never know. Amen. Amen. If you call in, let's press 1. Let's press 1. We see we have another caller. Amen. Let's press 1, and we will patch you in. And see, we have another caller on the line, and we just press 1. And to share with us about what God has done for you and what you have done for others, and we'd be glad to hear, amen, what you have done and how God had blessed you, amen, because, you know, the Bible said through our testimony, amen, we should overcome, amen. We are discussing tonight how to work, amen, and how working for God was able not only help save us but strengthen us and walking in other people. We have a caller. Go right ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hi, yes, go right ahead.
I'm just glad to call in tonight, and I just thank God for your program tonight, and just want to encourage everyone that, you know, if you just stay with God and stay in the will of God and do like the word to say that God will send someone to help you, and if you just find you a good mentor, someone that stays with the word of God, that you will be able to make it. And I just thank God for the word of God, because I've been taught if you just stay with the word of God and apply the word of God to your life, you'll see the benefits in the long run.
Okay. Have you received any benefits, or have you helped anyone? And they share with you.
Yes,
they
was
glad to have you go.
Yes, I
can
have.
You share that with us?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. A couple of. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, I have. You know, a couple of friends, and they appreciate me, and they always come back and let me know. They thank God for me staying with the Word of God and telling them about what God can do and will do, and we just be faithful. The Bible lets us know we be faithful. God will always be faithful. What He said to us.
Okay. All right. God bless you, Carl. Good to have you. And thank you for calling. Okay. Very good. Very good. And we thank God for, because I remember here in 1 John, the third chapter. Amen. In 1 John, the third chapter. If we have anyone else, you can just press 1 on your phone. Amen. We'd be glad to patch you through. Amen. You can give your comments. Amen. To the world. You never know who you're going to help tonight. Amen. Sometimes you can get discouraged. Sometimes you can find that you feel that nobody cares and the work that you're doing is going unseemly. Amen. Nobody knows. But I can assure you, God knows who you are. Amen. And there are people out there, just like some of the callers saying tonight, whereby they have help others, and I'm quite sure if they continue to help others, amen. James was saying, amen, if we don't do these things, amen, we'll forget where God brought us from, and we'll go back to that old lifestyle because of the fact, you know, we have to renew our mind constantly, all the time. You might not think so, amen, but the mind can remember. Amen. You can think about things and you can see items or watch clothes or something like that, and it'll bring your mind back. But the more memory you build up in Christ Jesus, the more memory of doing good, the more things that you add, amen, to your memory about doing good and thinking good, you'll find out, amen, you become a new person. People will tell you that you're becoming a new person. And they begin to say, oh, you don't have time for us anymore. You're all about churching. You're all about going about being a do-gooder and all of this. But I found, and when you help others, you never know who you're helping. You never know what they have. Amen. And material things. You never know the connections. Amen. Even the day and time that the things are going on now, if you're out helping people and you need a car, refrigerator, clothes, or whatever, when you're out there doing good, people have things. Because the world taught them. Amen. The Bible said that the unjust store up for the just. Amen. So you're not really looking to go out and help people for the fact that, you know, you're going to find somebody going to give you a car, somebody going to give you a whole new wardrobe. You're not looking for that, but you have found that by working with God and working for God, God know how to pay you. God know how to pay. And people, amen, people need people. Amen. God says it's not good that we be alone. Amen. We need the negative and the positive come together, and you have, amen, energy. When a person is by themselves and they're not fellowshipping with others, going to church, they're not socializing with anyone, it's not good. That's what the Lord told Adam. Say, Adam, it's not good for Adam to be alone. Amen. Not only workmanship, but amen, just to have someone else just to say, correct them. Amen. They might not know. Amen. They're sitting around and talking to themselves, or they're sitting around and having little pity parties or whatever. Amen. The other person can come by and say, what, you know, why are you doing this? What's wrong with you? Let's go for a walk. Amen. You know, you might have a friend or somebody in Christ, or necessarily that might not be in Christ, but they are a good neighbor or someone, but God can send somebody. And you find in the long run, that person was a help to you. You never know. You never know. So when you go out fellowshipping and talking to others and telling them about Christ, we are the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. Amen. The word you say, the prayer you say, you can say, no, I don't think that's right. I'm just giving my opinion about something. You never know. You can turn somebody's life around. A proper word at a fitting time. Proverbs says, worth more than gold and silver. Amen. A precious word. Amen. A true word, an honest word to people. You never know. Somebody just need just to be encouraged. They walk away from their home and they be so upset, be so discouraged. Amen. The enemy have put up so many stumbling blocks and so much discouragement in the spirit. Amen. Of jealousy is running wild, and the spirit of discouragement, amen, is going around. And amen, this person just needs somebody, maybe just a smile. Just a smile. I know in the cities and big metropolitan places, you don't smile too much at people. And I reminded about this when I went to another state, and we was talking, and somebody waved at me, and a friend of mine said, well, listen now, you here in this state, people do wave in this community. You know, this is a small town, a small area. They might not know you, but they do wave. And you have to speak. I know and back in your hometown, amen, the people bump into you, they don't say anything. You can walk by each other. I know you can't say hello, good morning, hello, good morning, hello, good morning. 100 times we meet all different people. But in other areas, they do smile and say, hello, how are you? Even in your own neighborhood, you can have say, hello, how are you? So when you put yourself in other people's shoes, amen. Notice what John, 1 John. Amen. We have another call. You can press 1. If you want to share what God has done for you or how you have worked and helped somebody that was homeless. Now, remember, one thing we have to interject. When you're helping others, you have to filter through the ones that really out there, not trying to help themselves, but they're just out there trying to gain from others. They know there are good people in this world, and they know there are people there that are out trying to help others, so they have a game, a scam, you might say, that all they want to do is get. I know you have to filter through that. You have to go through that. And you can just pray and ask God, should I help this person? And if you have to be honest with yourself, and you have to draw some lines. God doesn't want you to give away all of your survival, your home, your house, your money, your car, in the sake of helping others. Yes, the scripture says so. Jesus said, when I was sick, when I was hungry. But amen. But Paul told Timothy, Amen. If a man cannot take care of his own household first, he's worse than an infidel. So we give God our portion of what he desires and what your heart can give. Then you protect yourself, pay your bills, your mortgage, your home, your food in your closet. Then, because there are people that are targeting you, oh, this is a Christian, and I know I can get some money out of them. All I have to do is tell them, you know, God believing you, you're a giver. You got to give, and God's going to bless you. Yes, that is true. That is true. But you have your limitations. Remember now, you have your limitation. You live and you're still living in this world. So you have to be wise. God didn't say give away all of your savings, all of your income. Amen. You can help those. Help what you can. If you're part of a church organization that gives and they functions and they help food basket and so many different things like that, and you give to that, sometimes you work into that, then if you have anything extra you have in your allowance, you know, and you save some, amen, for another day, you save up some, amen, if things go wrong, especially with this economy and how things that are happening back and forth, you can buffer yourself and protect yourself, amen. Then as God, amen, all you feel so, because you're supposed to give. You're supposed to give and help in love. You're supposed to give and help, amen, in a cheerful spirit. In a cheerful spirit, amen. You're supposed to give and help, amen, in a loving spirit. Amen. So don't be grumpy and don't be in despair, because every time somebody come up to you and say, well, I need $300, I need $50, I need $100, I need this, I need that, you can't do it all. So what you do, find a list of ministries, find a list of charitable givers, find a list, amen. So when people come to you and you've done what you can do and still have your joy, amen, and still have the love of God in you, amen, then you can refer them to this number. Give them that number. Say, okay, go down here and go to this place and go to that place. Now, if they out just to hinder you, then it'll come out in them. Oh, no, I come to you. Every time I go there, they don't want to help me and this, that, and the other, and you'll find out where their spirit is, where their heart is. You can find out where they are. Notice what 1 John says, that in the 3rd chapter of 1 John, you see, whoever hate his brother is a murderer. I'm reading that 1 John, the 3rd chapter, and beginning at 15 verse. Amen. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever have this world goods and see his brother have need, amen, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwell the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Amen. We are able in deed and in truth. If you have it, thank God. Say, well, I got it now, but I'm not able to give it. Or to say, well, not at this time. I thank you, my friend. I thank you, my brother. But not at this time. But I know someone else can help you. I know someone else can help you. Amen. Amen. We have a call. You can call in. You can just press 1. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252. 855 toll-free number, 236-2252. It seems to be, amen, you can dial in and press 1, amen, and we're talking about walking in other people's shoes, the needs. God watches over the poor. and the needy. Amen. God look after those, the poor and the needy. He look after the widows. That's why the deacons, amen, the deacons was formed in the church according to the book of Acts. Because the pastors and the ministers always, amen, were waiting on the widows, always working and waiting on, amen, those that was in need. They didn't have time. Amen. According to the book of Acts and the 6th chapter. Amen. It says that then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, let us look out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we have appointed over this business. Amen. Amen. Tables, they was helping the widows. They was helping those that was in need. And they really didn't have time. It's a full-time job. Amen. It can exhaust all your energy and time. So you have to make sure that you have time management. Everything is time management. In the run of the day, amen, you know, if you're working for yourself or others, you have certain times, amen, they give you for a break, a lunch break, amen. Same you should apply to yourself, amen. When you do so much, amen, and say, well, I have to rest up until late, till next day or next hour. And if that's all you do, you know, you still, the body still need nourishment and rest. Even Jesus said, told his disciples, let us go out, amen, and go out and rest. Let us go out. So God knows all about us. And we know that's if something can be a very blessing to you, it'll help you in your spiritual growth by helping others. This way, you won't forget. You won't lose compassion. Amen. You won't lose compassion for the needy and the poor. There are so much happening today. They have storms, wars, and rumors of wars. Amen. People are sick. Amen. God's people are sick. Amen. God's people are being homeless because of tsunamis and earthquakes. Amen. God's people, amen, in this world, we still need each other. We need each other. Amen. It's a part of God's plan. Amen. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Amen. God always say, amen, we are one. We are one. Amen. And there are three workings of God, but he's still one. He's still one. Amen. You have two legs, two arms, but you're one. We need each other. Amen. And this is the, once you go back to that plan, amen, that you need to see that both sides of the picture, both sides of life. Learn to have others to help. We know you have to find the right person. You have to find the right person and have to find the right motive and the right direction. But if you check off the whole list, amen, you can't get nobody directly like you in a sense where you be bored. You be bored. So you got to have a little, somebody going to be a little different. Some get up early in the morning, and the other one don't like to get up early in the morning. One is a good mathematician, the other one don't like mathematics at all. But you need one another. God wants us to be of need of one another. He wants us to be able to all the time, amen, share with one another and love one another. Amen. That's what Jesus told his disciples. A new commandments I give you, that you have love one to another. Amen. If you're a caller, you want to share, amen, you can call in 855-236-2252 and press 1. Press 1. Or you can call in at 1-347-215-8816. 347-215-8816. Or the toll-free number is 855-236-2252. And you press 1. Amen. God want us to, amen, to have companionship in this life. You can look at Jesus' staff. He had a variety of men, but they were self-starters. They were men of business. Amen. And he knew all of them. Amen. He knew that they can do the work, because they was doing the work. They was working for themselves prior to meeting him. And they were concerned about, amen, the Messiah coming, the scriptures. Amen. When Jesus showed up in the Old Testament, he was in the Old Testament. John the Baptist and Peter and John and, amen, Andrew, all that was Old Testament. And Jesus showed up. Amen. And John said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." Amen. It was in the Old Covenant. So when Jesus showed up, amen, began to work and move around, amen, the church hadn't started, but he knew that he needed men. And the kingdom of God is dealing with people, not with things. The kingdom of God is dealing with men and women, not with cars and trucks and, amen, and bicycles and motorcycles, amen, and homes and, amen. He knew it wasn't wood and mortar. No, the kingdom of God is built with people. Amen. And God, amen, wants us to continue to focus on people. We are in the people business. We are people. Amen. And this way, we won't get us sidetracked. And you begin to pray, learn how to pray for others. Intercede for those that are in foreign countries. Intercede for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Maybe you never seen them, but the little bit you have seen, amen, on television or read or heard about through other family members or relatives, amen, to look the young children, the youth in Christ, the young people, period, the young generation, amen, pray for them. Amen. You might not be able to show up, but pray for them. Pray, amen, that God will send someone, amen, and use that person to help feed somebody, to help clothe somebody. Pray. Pray for the needs, material-wise. But if we reach out, God wants to use us in the material-wise, because the enemy is using material to destroy mankind. He's using material. He's using things of this world. When he took Jesus up on the mountain, amen, when he was coming out of the wilderness and he's being tempted of the wilderness, and he told Jesus, amen, and he took him up on the high mountain and said, "Now, amen, if you are the Son of God, amen, I will give you all of this and all of that." He said, "If you fall down and worship me, amen, I'll give you all of this." Amen. He said, he took him on a high mountain, and he said unto him, "All these things I will give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." And Jesus said unto him, in Matthew's 4th chapter, amen, in the 9th through the 10th verse, Jesus said, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve." Amen. Jesus told him earlier, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Amen. So when you're working and helping, amen, and serving God, to serve, we are servants of God. Amen. You utilize what God has given you. He trusted in your hand. Those things that go through your hand, God is entrusting in you. Maybe sometimes you get sit down and think about the money you have given away, the time and energy you have given to helping people, but They did not stay. They did not come to Christ. But thank God you did not lie to them. You did not lie to them. You did not promise them material things. Because you can see what the devil is saying right here. Amen. He promised Jesus. He said, again, the devil taking him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and the glory. And was telling them, if you fall down and worship me, I give you all these things. But thank God you did not use that sermon, amen, that the enemy put out there. Thank God you didn't use that sermon, amen. Many people have fallen into that trap and heard that sermon, amen. But God didn't promise them. God, Jesus is the source. He is a source. He is the source. He is, amen. He is, amen, all you need. If you got an ATM card or, amen, you have a checking account or savings account, or maybe you didn't, and somebody come up and say, well, you know what? Here's your inheritance. And all you have to do is go and draw there anytime you need it. We're not going to give it to you all at once now. Amen. It's too much. But we can give you so much. Get what you need. Have you come to God? Have you went to God and prayed and sought God? And, I mean, really sought him for an answer. And just prayed on it and sought him and put some time in. Whereby, amen, you know you are in the scripture. You're helping people. You're praying for others. Amen. And the scripture says that, you know, Jesus says, search the scriptures, and in them you have eternal life. You know you're helping others. You know you're doing all you can, like Hezekiah said, Lord, I walked upright. So, like Hebrews said, you can come boldly. Boldly in the throne of God. Come boldly. And just talk with God through Jesus' name. According to St. John 14:14, he said, whatever you ask in my name, I'll give it to you. You're walking upright, you're keeping his commandments, and you pray one time, well, maybe that's not enough. Paul said, pray without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul said, pray without ceasing. Amen. Let's pray until your heart feel better. Your mind feel better. Amen. Pray. Amen. Your conscience feel better. Let's pray. Amen. Be like Hannah. Let's pray so until, amen, your mouth starts that's moving. And you got the priest say, now, Hannah, you coming into the temple. Now, Hannah, that's wrong. Hannah, you know, is you just mumbling and going, you must be drunk. You know that's wrong. Hannah told him, no. She's seeking a child. But Paul said, amen, Thessalonians, amen, pray without ceasing, constantly praying. First Thessalonians, the fifth chapter, First Thessalonians, the fifth chapter, and the 17th verse says, pray without ceasing. Amen. And everything, 18th verse says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Don't worry about how many times you prayed and what you feel that you shouldn't pray anymore. No. We don't live by feelings and actions about what the world say. No. We live on the word. Pray until you get an answer, a dream, a vision, a word from God, and then you start getting confirmation from others. You don't have to tell people. God starts sending you signs and wonders and confirmation. Be like Gideon. Say, Lord, you know, I don't want to be I'm not trying to be critical, but just, you know, give me another sign. He'll do it. And if and always will line up with his word. Lord, give me a scripture. He will line up with his word. Walking in other people's shoes, and how can you, working for God, save me? It will, I save you, it'll keep you out of trouble. Keep your mind stirred up. It'll keep your, amen, constantly being aware, amen, what the enemy is doing and what he has done. And you begin to thank God that, amen, not selfishly, but just thank God that he delivered you. Amen. Physically, he delivered you from that type of activity. Paul said, come out from among them and touch not, handle not unclean things. And you got the understanding. You got the understanding about, amen, being in that environment and being in that surroundings, amen, with those ungodliness that are happening. Amen. You're not trying to be smart. Not trying to, you are special, but you're just exercising God's word. You're living on his word and walking in his word. You're walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. Because one day, amen, we all have to live and depend on his word. Amen. What he says, and thank God that, amen, he does keep his promises. He does keep his word. He doesn't lie. He doesn't like liars. That's why he said all liars have their part in the lake. Amen. He doesn't like liars, so he don't lie. Amen. Jesus said that the thief come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. And that he's a father of lies. So Jesus does not lie. And God, they don't lie. Amen. They don't like liars. Amen. He even said, amen, a liar should not tarry before him. They won't even come before judgment. Amen. They go straight to the lake. Amen. So God loves his people. And the more you apply yourself, yes, you might be deceived. And Jesus said in the last day, be not deceived, but you have to be careful, not just be gullible to run out there, I'm going to help people now. No. No, listen to this. Don't run out there. You want to help the world. No, he didn't mean that. He doesn't mean that. Amen. You have to pick certain areas at certain time and pray and ask God. Amen. Amen. We got to love our neighbors. We can start there talking with our neighbors. But also make sure that you have girded up your loins. You're prayerful. You got a scripture. Amen. You don't have to walk up to people. Oh, I see you don't have no shoes on. Oh, here's $10. Go buy a pair of shoes. No, you're not saying that. You're not saying that. You see a man sitting along the road. Oh, sir, I see you don't have no clothes on. Here. No. First, you have an obligation to let them know that you're a Christian. You're helping them because you're a child of God. You're helping that person because of the love of God in you. Amen. And many times, they need more than just one handout. They need a place to go. They need a mission or some place to go that will provide a long-term therapy, a long-term help. Amen. You can invite them to your worship. Invite them to a place where you go. Amen. Spiritually. But be careful in those areas. Amen. Take information with you when you God is leading you in that area. But we can start with our home and our family and our relatives. Then you can expand out from there. Work, it's good to have a good church home. You can expand out from there. There are young babes in Christ that comes in, people there. Amen. And the disciples always helped. Amen. Each other. Start from there. Strengthen, amen, your surroundings. You build, make sure your surroundings, make sure your friends and relatives, amen, the people that surround you and talk to you, make sure they're in the love of God. They care for God. Amen. Start strengthening your surroundings. Strengthen those that you fellowship with. Make sure you're helping those there. Amen. And you never know, because God's ways is not our ways. That's why he even said, you never know, because you know, God's ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. God bless you tonight. Amen. If you'd like to write a call, amen, we thank God for all the callers and those of you that tried to call in. Amen. Continue. You can hear this broadcast after we hang up. You can also hear this broadcast constantly. Amen. On Block Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth. You can go back and hear it and share it with others. Amen. On the job or on your place. But if you'd like to email a senior bishop at jciministries.org. Senior bishop at jciministries.org. Or you'd like to go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. If you like us on Facebook, you can go to Facebook, amen, www.facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries, facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries, INC. Or you want to subscribe from YouTube, www.youtube.com/ user JCI Ministries, youtube.com/ JCI Ministries.com. All you like to write, thank God for your letters, thank God for your offering. JCI Ministry, Doctrine of Truth. JCI M, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida 33320. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida 33320. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Continue to write and pray for us. Amen. We're praying for those interceding. Interceding. Amen. We're going to intercede for the sick. Intercede now wherever you are. Help me to intercede. Amen. For the widows, those that are sick, those that are in hospital room, those that are homeless. Amen. Those without jobs. Amen. The single mother. Amen. Help me to intercede now. Father, we thank you. Oh God, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance from those that are listening. And God, we agree now in heaven, amen, that you help those here on earth. Oh God, that you send a representative, oh God, to their homes and feed them and heal them. God, take them off the street and give them a place to sleep. Oh God, add food to their food, the meal barrel. In the name of Jesus. And God, we give you the praise and glory. And this we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Doctrine of Truth, God bless you. Bishop Poole, glad to have you.